Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
More than 56,000 people are diagnosed with thyroid cancer each year in the United States, according to the National Cancer Institute. My guest is Professor Pier Giulianotti, and he is from Pisa University, although I think he's here now. So tell us a little bit about the thyroidectomy, and now they're robotic, so that there is not as much of a neck incision or the scarring that we used to see with people having the scars that ran all the way down their neck.
I think this is one of the most interesting advancements of the technology in medicine, the possibility of using the robot to have a different access to the neck instead of doing an incision, the classical incision at the root of the neck. It's possible to make an access through the axilla, just a small wound that is completely covered in the fold of the arm.
So was this typically something that was done endoscopically? Now it's robotic. Are these similar things? Is it completely different now?
Let's say apparently they are similar because they are using tiny instruments to reach a distant target. But the robot has a different philosophy. With the robot, you are working on images, and the computer is translating this kind of action on images into mechanical work on the patient. So the surgeon is not touching directly the patient, but working on images.
Okay, so Dr. Giulianotti, these in the past with the non-flexible instruments, you know, this one is got improved visualization and dexterity, so you can really get in there more. Is this something where we're taking the whole thyroid out or just part of it?
Basically, we are not reinventing the wheel, of course, and it's not that the thyroidectomy done robotically is a different kind of procedure that you would do in open. But you have less side effects, and you are just reaching the neck using a long track. Only the computer and the robot is able to work in this long track coming from the axilla.
There's a famous person right now from the co-host of Dancing with the Stars, Brooke Burke, and she's going through a thyroidectomy. She's got thyroid cancer. So, you know, listeners want to know really what she can expect and what they can expect to see. Are they now going to see that she has, you know, a poor outlook after her surgery? How long is the recovery for this type of surgery?
But I think it depends, let me say that it depends from the size of the nodule and the size of the cancer. There are limits, of course, for an endoscopic procedure. If the nodule is bigger than 2-3 centimeter size, still the open approach is the best one. If the nodule, the cancer, is less than 2-3 centimeter size, I think this could be an interesting option for this person because, honestly, you can do a radical thyroidectomy and you can remove also the central lymph nodes. That probably is the most appropriate procedure to do in this situation in a complete and minimal invasive fashion.
So
I would say I would decide on the size of the cancer.
So you would see it first. Now tell the listeners, how is thyroid cancer even detected?
Usually, it's detected just doing an ultrasound of the neck. For some reason, the patient have some symptoms or some swelling in the neck or some symptoms that could be connected to a dysfunction, metabolic dysfunction of the thyroid. Usually, there is a basic workup that is including not only hormones in the blood and the serum, but also an ultrasound scanning of the neck. That is a very basic and very simple procedure to do, and it's very sensitive. Usually you can detect a small, less than 1 centimeter nodule in there. And if there is any doubt, the most appropriate procedure next to do is a fine needle cytology. With a small needle, this nodule is sampled, and you get a cytology that usually is 95% precise in recognizing small cancer.
Okay, so it's something that you might not find yourself. Are there certain risk factors? Should certain of us be more aware to look for this, to feel around in our neck, or do we make sure that our doctors do that? Are there certain risk factors?
There are some risk factors, but usually the incident is sporadic. There are no genetical predisposition for that. And of course, if in the history there has been some exposure to the X-ray, this could be a risk factor for developing cancer, or a familiar history of goiter. That is another condition where the gland is increasing in size with multiple nodules.
So now what can someone expect? Suppose they are diagnosed. Does this generally go along with radiation, chemotherapy? They have the thyroidectomy. And are they doing this robotic surgery everywhere or only certain institutions?
At the moment, only a few institutions around the country are doing this procedure and with the robot. The procedure is still under investigation in terms of results, even though I'd say thousands of cases have been done around the world, mainly in Asia. In Korea, they have done thousands of thyroidectomy with the robot. And so we are working with the, we call IRB protocols, and all data are recorded and evaluated. And the general experience around the world, and even our own local institutional experience, is very favorable. So results are even better than in open surgery.
And if the results are better than even the open surgery, what can a patient expect after? Recovery time, how long is it, and how long can you get back to kind of doing your daily activities?
Recovery time is very fast. Usually you may have some little discomfort in the axilla, maybe some swelling in the axilla. And I'd say one of the commonest little side effects of this procedure is that there is an area of skin with some numbness, because you have to create a kind of long tunnel to reach the neck, and so some minor neural endings might be transected. Usually it takes a few months to have a complete recovery of the sensitivity of the skin. But this is the only side effect.
So if that's the only side effect, then once, it's been excised, can they look forward to a nice long life? It's not something that's going to keep reoccurring or something like that. Give people, the listeners...
Thyroid cancer is one of the most mainly papillary cancer. There are basically three types of thyroid cancer. The commonest is the papillary cancer. I would say that it's one of the most favorable cancer, and you can be easily cured. More than 90% of patients have long-term survival with a complete cure.
Wow, that's really great results, and we'll be looking forward to more information on the robotic thyroidectomy as it comes out, and they're doing it more places. So, that's where you can get the great information, right here at Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Listen anytime on demand or on the go. Stay well.